KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi's contract with the police service is set to end in a year, and he says he plans to go home.
I cited the smear campaigns that are going around trying to tarnish my name to some degree. In 2024, on the 29th of October, to be precise, I received a phone call, Chair, a phone call and a message that came from a gentleman who said to me, he's a close associate of the Minister of Police, and that is Mr. Brown. He referred to himself as Mr. Brown Mokgotsi. This Mr. Brown Mokgotsi, who had described himself as a close associate to the Minister of Police, indicated to me, which made me believe that he's a close associate of the Minister of Police, because he said to me he was joining the Minister of Police to visit the Lusikisiki massacre that had happened last year. And because I did not trust him, I called the Chief of Staff to try and establish who is this gentleman. And the Chief of Staff did confirm to me that indeed he is a very person close to the Minister of Police. But what surprised me about this gentleman is that he then indicated to me on a message that he sent me when he said there's an internal attempt to discredit me through the Defeating the End of Justice case. And as we engage and I ask him, what is he talking about? He sent me a report that was written by the member who, well, not signed, but the report that was written by a Lieutenant Colonel Matthews, who was working under Operational Valom Godi, who was an operational commander at the time. And unfortunately, the report that he sent to me, a letter which I have here before me, was not signed, Honorable Chair and members. He sent me this report, and subsequent to that, he then forwarded the copies of the OP entries that were made at Impangeni Police Station, where there were indications that I personally stopped the arrest of one senior officer. So that's how the whole thing started. And when I asked him about more details about this thing, where did he get this? And his response was, and I quote, "The minister is briefed. He has just arrived at Lusikisiki." So because this person looks like he's very close to the Minister of Police, and he was traveling with him to Lusikisiki. And I guess the investigation is going to reveal whether did he really travel with him to Lusikisiki. I guess with the investigation, Chair, we'll be able to establish the communication between this gentleman and the Minister of Police, if it's true or not, as is alleged to be in contact with the Minister of Police. When I spoke to the journalist in referring to what transpired after that, for instance, the stories that subsequently came, of which one of them that came recently was that I was in the front run of a post of DPCI. Honorable Chair and members, not because of arrogance or whatever, but I can safely tell you that I believe I'm the oldest or the longest serving Lieutenant General in the South African Police Service. And I'm in the highest notch of this level that I'm in. I cannot get any promotion beyond what I have now. So if anyone will feel that I was going to pursue any post beyond this, they are mistaken. I know there are colleagues that are eager for the posts that are going to be vacant. When I joined the South African Police Service, it was my resolve to face the criminals directly. That's why I joined the Public Order Police Unit. And from there, I moved to the Special Task Force. I never wanted to be a detective specifically, because I wanted to be involved with the real action, that is a combination of body investigation and combating in the main. So it has never been my interest to become a detective. So those that decided again, the very same newspaper or very same journalist or media houses, they then go and put my face out there as if I'm the person that wants to become a DPCI. I'll say in front of the public and to the colleagues that are within the South African Police Service who are interested to apply for the post, that they must feel free that I will never submit my application for the post of DPCI. I remain here to see to it my contract is done, a contract that has got a year to go before it ends. And I'll do my job, and from there I'll go home and relax.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu defended himself from any ties to the individual Mkhwanazi referred to.
I think I picked up something that Provincial Commissioner Mkhwanazi is saying about some fellow. 2 weeks ago, it does happen in a week or two or three. I think a week and a half ago, I got somebody insisting that there's somebody who's going around saying he works with me wherever I am. He is there, and I said, "Show me the face." And it got to a point where he showed me the face, and I told him, "I don't know this person." And a week before, there was another person, Mkhunu, who said, "Is my younger brother. My younger brother died in 2005, and I don't have any other." And so, when the person says so, you really so. I think we must be very circumspect when people come to us and say, "I must be an associate of this and that." I'm no associate to the person that General Mkhwanazi is referring to. But I appreciate whatever they discussed and then those things coming out so that I understand who is saying what, where, and so on. I do know that possibly all of us, including you, Chair, you would have at one point or the other somebody claiming that they are your associate. It does happen.
They were in Parliament on Wednesday. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.